This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srizana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Dahal and CPN UML chairperson Oli held meeting today. Task force committee formed to finalize transitional justice bill. And rainstorm in China evacuates over 100,000 people. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda and CPN UML chairperson KP Sarma Oli held a meeting on effective operation of the government. According to communication expert of Prime Minister Manohari Timalsina, talks on contemporary political situation of the country, including effective functioning of the government, is figured in the meeting held at the office of Prime Minister at Balwata today morning. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Home Affairs Ravi Lamithani also joined the meeting. The meeting of the major leaders from the three leading political parties has formed a task force committee for facilitation to finalize the transitional justice bill. All three political parties have given the names of their members for the task force committee in the meeting held on Sunday evening. The task force will discuss all the amendments necessary to finalize the bill. The task force committee includes Ramesh Lekhak from the Nepali Congress, Mahesh Bartola from CPN-UML and Janardhan Sarma from CPN-Maoist. Members of the task force committee and chief whip of CPN-UML Mahesh Bartola acknowledge that the discussion will be done by the task force members on all the previously disagreed points of the bill and facilitate for its finalization. The meeting held at the Prime Minister's residence Balwata on Friday between Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda, President of Nepali Congress Chair Bahadur Deoba and Chairperson of CPN-UML KP Sharma Oli decided to form the Task Force Committee for the finalization of the Transitional Justice Bill. Similarly, Ministry for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Damodar Bhandari held a meeting with Chief Whips and also member of Task Force Committee of the three major political parties today. The meeting was focused on amendments in regarding to the bill to amend some of Nepal Act 2081 BS, aiming to further enable an investment atmosphere in the country. On the occasion, Minister urged the chief whips to facilitate for the smooth endorsement of the bill by the parliament. He stressed that support and cooperation from all political parties are necessary to enable an investment-friendly atmosphere. Provisions concerning the forest, parks, buffer zone and land sealing were highlighted for the amendment. Secretaries from the ministries concerned were also present in the meeting. Parliamentarians have raised several contemporary issues in today's meeting of the House of Representatives. Parliamentarians have also highlighted a case in Kotang district where a girl student was raped by her teacher, where they also demanded strict action against such teachers, including a lifetime ban from the occupation. Parliamentarians also expressed concerns about the Karnali Academy of Health Sciences, stating that political workers were demoralizing health staff. Additionally, there were issues with delayed payments to construction workers despite completed projects. Likewise, the parliamentarians also urged the government to improve public school education, noting that over half of the students failed the Secondary Education Examination, SAE, and appealed the government to address the issue seriously. Furthermore, parliamentarians also emphasized the need to implement the VRI project for Nepal's benefit, provide free treatment to those affected by natural disasters, and end the peace process. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Aviation of Nepal, Hit Bahadur Tamang, said that everyone should preserve the dignity of national flag carrier Nepal Airlines. Addressing the program organized on the occasion of the 66th anniversary of Nepal Airlines, Minister Tamang said that despite several challenges, Nepal Airlines has established itself as a distinct service provider in both national and international communities. Minister Tamang further said that still more planning and implementations are required to increase its efficiency. A rally was also organized in the morning from the central office of Nepal Airlines. Nepal Airlines has been operating its flight services to New Delhi, Bangalore, Mumbai of India, Hong Kong, Malaysia, Thailand, Qatar, UAE, Saudi Arab and Narita of Japan. It has also been providing services to more than 22 destinations across the country, including remote destinations. Chandragiri Municipality has decided to deposit Rs 5,000 each in the name of children from coming 16th of July. The municipality is introducing such a program first time for the educational, financial and social security of the children within its municipality, for which the birth registration of the children has been made mandatory. The municipality has also amended the private enterprise promotion, financial assistance and program grant operation procedure 2078 PS for the economic and social security of the children. Mayor Kanashyam Giri shared that the program is being implemented for the educational, economic and social security of children after 18 years of age, where the deposits can ease the children after their 18 in pursuing higher education or running a business. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Rainstorms in East China, Anhui province, have left 811,000 residents affected and forced the evacuation of 195,000 people on Sunday. According to the Provincial Emergency Management Department, as of 4 p.m. Sunday, the rainstorms had wreaked havoc in 35 counties and districts in 6 prefecture-level cities in Anhui. The Yangtze River, China's longest river, has seen water levels in its Anhui section exceed their warning marks, and levels continue to rise. Torrential rains have also pushed waters above their alert levels in another 19 rivers in the province. Torrential rains lashed a large swath of province in the 24 hours to 5 p.m. Sunday, with 258 stations receiving precipitations exceeding 100 mm, with the largest being 255 mm. France's far right is in pole position after the first round of parliamentary elections that confirmed their dominance in French politics and brought them to the gates of power. National Rally RN won 33.1% of the vote, with the left-wing alliance behind on 28% and the Macron camp behind on 20.76%. 28-year-old Ariane Party leader Jordan Bardella said that she aims to be prime minister for all the French people if they vote them. She also added that never before has the far right won the first round of a French parliamentary election. After the first round, 37 National Rally MPs have been elected by winning more than half the vote, while 32 have been elected for the left-wing New Popular Front. Turnout at 66.7% was the highest for a parliamentary first round since 1997, reflecting the pivotal nature of a vote that came after a lightning-quick campaign of barely 3 weeks. South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa has unveiled a new coalition government after his ruling African National Congress ANC party lost its parliamentary majority in May's election. He said that the government of national unity is unprecedented in the history of Africa's democracy. The ANC will have 20 out of 32 cabinet posts, while the Democratic Alliance, DA, until now the main opposition party, will hold 6. 6 other portfolios are shared among smaller parties. The shrinking of ANC support in the elections reflected public frustrations over its poor record on delivering basic services and tackling unemployment, poverty and corruption. In May's elections, the ANC got 40% of the vote, while the DA secured 22%. The ANC under Nelson Mandela achieved its aim of ending white minority rule in South Africa in 1994 and until now governed the country single-handedly. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of the country, and also there are chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province. At present, there is partial influence of monsoon air throughout the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Dahal and CPN-UML Chairperson Oli held meeting today. Task Force Committee formed to finalize Transitional Justice Bill. And rainstorm in China evacuates over 100,000 people. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.